Good morning. Welcome to Coffee and Devotions. This morning, we're going to look at Numbers chapter 28, 9 through 15. It's so good to be with you. This is where every weekday morning, you and I, we get together. We have a little bit of coffee. We get into God's word and we grow in our love for the Lord together. And this year, 2024, Lord willing, we'll make it through the books of Numbers, Deuteronomy, and Hebrews. So glad to be with you. Let's have some coffee. We'll pray and we'll jump into Numbers chapter 28, verses 8 through 15. Is that right? Yeah. 9 through 15. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for this day. What a blessing it is that we get to come to you. What a joy it is that we get to hear from your word. Lord, we pray that your spirit would help us to understand it now. Please teach us, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, so we're at Numbers chapter 28, verses 9 through 15. Here we go. And on the Sabbath day, two lambs in their first year without blemish, and 2/10 of an ephah of fine flour as a grain offering, mixed with oil, its drink offering. This is the burnt offering for every Sabbath, besides the regular burnt offering with its drink offering. So remember, verses 1 through 8 was talking about the daily sacrifice in the morning and in the evening. Now we have the weekly sacrifice, which is twice as much as you would have on a normal day. So the Sabbath is set apart. It's a special day. But then we get into kind of the different Sabbaths, the different holy days. So verse 11, at the beginning of your months, you shall present a burnt offering to the Lord. 2 young bulls, 1 ram, and 7 lambs in their first year without blemish. 3/10 an ephah of fine flour as a grain offering mixed with oil for each bull. 2/10 of an ephah of fine flour as a grain offering mixed with oil for the 1 ram. And 1/10 of an ephah of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering for each lamb, as a burnt offering of sweet aroma, an offering made by fire to the Lord. Their drink offering shall be 1/2 hin of wine for a bull, 1/3 of a hin for a ram, and 1/4 of a hin for a lamb. This is the burnt offering for each month throughout the months of the year. Also, 1 kid of the goats as a sin offering to Jehovah shall be offered, besides the regular burnt offering and its drink offering. All right, so we need to ask ourselves, A, what's this about? B, what's the best verse to summarize this? And C, what are we called to do? So we just already talked about what verses 9 and 10 were about. That's the Sabbath day offering. Now we come into the different Sabbaths, right? Now we have a new moon. And in this new moon monthly offering, every lunar calendar, so every time there's a new moon, they have a new sacrifice. And every time they're going to offer 2 young bulls, a ram, and 7 lambs 1 year or under. With that, they're going to offer a grain offering and a drink offering. But every single year, every single month, every time there's a new moon, the high priest also has to offer a sin offering. So we see that God is the covenant keeping God with them. And every day, morning and evening, they make these sacrifices. And every week, they get double joy of offering sacrifices, but every month they bring this sacrifice to the Lord as well. And every month they're reminded that God's mercies are new, that he has a way to deal with sin. Now, it's interesting, though, as we continue to go through this and we see kind of the rhythm and the pattern of the Hebrew life, what we find is that kind of cultic heart, that temple worship or tabernacle worship at this time is meant to kind of be the rhythm of their lives. And God, at the heart of it, is showing that he has redeemed his people, that he has loved his people, and that he has provided a way for them to be right with him, even though they may mess up. And so, what's this about? Well, this is the weekly Sabbath offerings, as well as the new moon offerings. What's the best verse to summarize this? Well, I think in my Bible, I would underline verse 9 and verse 11. Maybe you would underline something else. Well, we need to ask ourselves the calling, right? So we've done A, what's this about? We've done B, what's the best verse to summarize this? And now we need to ask C, what are we called to do? How does this point us to Christ? What's the covenant connection, right? We don't offer sacrifices anymore. We may live out our bodies as a living sacrifice. We may want to please the Lord with our lives, but notice at the same time, right, there's different types of sacrifices. But there's sacrifices that are thanksgiving, there's sacrifices that are remembrance, and there's sacrifices that are sin offerings. But we know when we zoom over to the book of Hebrews, it tells us that the blood of bulls and goats never actually took away sin. It's Jesus Christ. And every time we come to the Lord and we remember that Jesus Christ offered his blood for us, the blood of the new covenant, and broke his body for us, we remember that he died for us. He redeemed us. He loves us. God has made a way for us to be right with him. So morning and evening, we thank him, we worship him, and whenever we join together and we partake of the Lord's Supper, we also remember that he has made a way for us to be right with him. So I pray that you rejoice in him, that you love him, and that you remember that he has loved you even so much that he poured out his own son for you. Let's pray. Father, we thank you so much for the joy of following Jesus Christ. We thank you that you have given us an eternal sacrifice, that you have given us your son. Lord, we pray that we would follow after you, our covenant king. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Well, may the joy of Jesus Christ guard your heart. May you have peace that surpasses all understanding as you rest in him. And I'll see you next time. Bye.